No, he showed up here with an injury, so we obviously held him out. I mean, it's disappointing when a guy's not here to show up with something. We were going to be very careful anyway, just like we are with Danny. You just don't have an assessment when the guy's not here and you know, with your trainers and with your strength and conditioning. So we were going to go at a very slow pace, but you know, it's unfortunate that he showed up here with an injury. Yeah, he was sick this morning, so they held him in the training room. Just didn't want to have him around the other guys. I don't know whether it's hopefully just a 24-hour bug. Hopefully we can get some fluids in him and hope he should be out here tomorrow. Well, I just think he's a little bit behind from a conditioning standpoint. Just there's really no way to simulate what our guys have been doing out here for all this period of time, which is unfortunate just the way the rules are. So that's why we just want to be cautious with him. From a playbook standpoint, I think we feel good about where he is. We'll know a little bit more when we, you know, get him after meetings and like in the walkthrough this afternoon, kind of get him out there and test him just to kind of see where he is. It's one thing to kind of have it and to go through it, but to be in it, immersed in it every day and hear the other guys at your position getting corrections and you're just kind of learning naturally that way. But he's a bright kid. We don't think there's going to be any issues with him from a mental standpoint picking up the playbook. Yeah, I mean, this was discussed around the draft too. I don't think it's as important. There's some importance to it, but we rely so much on the tape. And I just think if you ask people, watch his film, and tell me what you think he runs. I don't think too many people would have said, wow, he looks really slow on tape. So, you know, the time speed is one thing. Sometimes it's guys' technique running the 40. If they don't start well, I don't want to sit here and critique his 40. But just he jumped off his college tape as being a dominant nose. We don't want to overthink things. You put some validity to it, some credence to it. But I think it's at that position, it's not nearly as much. Yeah, I mean, he can throw the deep ball. I think offensively we came out just a little bit more of a concerted effort to push the ball down the field. I think defensively had kind of gotten into a rhythm of sitting on a lot of routes, and I think the offensive guys just coming out of last week's tape study felt, hey, they're probably ripe for some double moves or for some throws down the field. So it was nice to see, especially on a windy day like this, that those guys execute. No, as of now, we told the guys that the way this week played out, the coaches were going to meet at the end of the week and meet with Ray's group and discuss every player on the roster and just come up with the repetition plan for training camp. Okay, this guy's going to be with the ones, the twos, the threes. This guy's been with the twos. We're going to cross train. I mean, all the kind of the battle plan for everybody, repetitions, what groups are going to work with, and quarterback will be no different. But I don't foresee between now and then anything changing. No, I don't think there was ever a focus for him. I mean, we want him to be a complete linebacker. That he's, you know, if they run it, stop the run. If they throw it, execute your coverage. So I think the big part for him this offseason was really to get back into study the tape from last year. And I think some of the issues we had were simpler things, more alignment than they were necessarily. So that's been a real big point of emphasis with him this offseason is his alignments within the defense, kind of knowing where his help was and knowing if he could overplay one side or the other. And I think that just comes with time. I think he's done a real good job understanding it, and I know that's been a big part overall defensively. We went back and looked at last year that we kind of gave up some things based on how we lined up, and we want to make sure that we get those things cleaned up. He was playing well. There were some, just like most of the guys, that there was, you know, some games that there was some consistency issues, but we were very pleased with how he played for the most part, and just knowing the nice part about this now is a lot of the stuff we feel is easy to get cleaned up, and he'll be that much better in year two. You know, when it's doing what he's doing, you know, taking it one day at a time, coming in here, putting the work in, you know, buying into what we're doing, buying into the coaching. I mean, he's being coached hard, and we're asking a lot of him. It's every quarterback in the room, and hopefully it's every player on this roster, that we want all our guys to come in here and buy into what we're asking them to do, not just in the meeting room but in the weight room. And you know, it's being the total package, that you can't just turn it on during practice. And we stress that to all of our guys about being a pro and getting your sleep and making sure you're hydrated and making sure you're eating right, all those things. So he's no different, and I don't want to treat him any different, but it's early, but But as I've said before, it's so far so good, and just time will tell. And training camp is going to be real important for him. But I think he's in a good place and headed that way. Yeah, that's a concern. And he and I have talked, and as always, our conversations will remain private. But that's something that you certainly can't ignore. Any NFL player has that pressure, and when you come into the league with the reputation that he had and go through what he went through, that's going to happen. I know he's a very polarizing figure. People either want him to succeed in a big way or want him to fail in a big way, and that adds to the pressure that he's under.